Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Have you ever thought about paying someone to monitor or coach your behavior? Probably the most common example would be a personal fitness trainer. But how about when it comes to your financial behavior? Our next guest says that having an objective voice separated from the emotions of your money can be a positive. Jesse Hansford is a certified financial planner with Gateway Wealth Strategies, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me on.
Measuring the success of a behavior coach with your fitness, for example, would be something easy to measure. But how about with your money? Is there a way to measure the value of coaching when it comes to your money?
It's tough. Vanguard has done some research on that topic and has come away after designating the important items of managing money, such as asset allocation or rebalancing or even asset location, maybe spending strategies that all add value when being done correctly. But of their research, they have decided that behavior coaching is perhaps the biggest area that value can be added in. What I've said, Mike, is that when dealing with personal finances, it's oftentimes more personal than it is finance. And so in order to get our emotions out of the way, someone that doesn't have their emotions tied to your money may be of benefit in providing some more rational decisions to be made.
And so any specific number that our listeners can relate to as far as a return, an annual return, if you have a financial behavior coach, this research that was done by Vanguard, do they show any numbers?
Sure. In their 2014 white paper called Advisor Alpha, they have decided that behavior coaching can be worth as much as 1.5% per year over time. And again, oftentimes this is going to be made in good times at the extreme end, when maybe some behaviors can reduce people's tendency to get greedy, or in the really extremely bad times when fear may take hold, good advice may keep somebody from selling a valuable asset.
Well, walk us through, for those of us who may not recognize good or bad behavior in the financial world, what are some signs of good behavior and bad behavior?
Buying high and selling low are things that we've heard so much about, and yet so few of us are good about doing because our emotions are tied to it. When markets are very sold off, oftentimes we get scared. And so a lack of attachment to your money allows me or an advisor to coach somebody that those asset prices may be dislocated from their true value. Oftentimes it will be irrational decisions based on emotion that good coaching or behavior will manifest itself in. But then there's certainly tax decisions or asset location where certain assets may land to benefit you better over the long run that may fall into the category of behaving well as well. Good behavior is going to look probably more like sticking to a plan. And oftentimes the plan, if it's run well, will keep people from selling their assets when they're low, classify as bad behavior if the asset has value, or buying an asset that is too high. So it generally does come down to good behavior, maintaining a plan. Bad behavior is going off script oftentimes based on emotion.
Well, Jesse, obviously this is part of your job, helping coach people about their money and their behavior. Can you share with us a real-world example of an occasion where something went horribly wrong because of emotions?
I can. It's something that I think about often. I worked with a gentleman who, during the great financial crisis of 2008, you know, ultimately decided he needed to sell his assets because he had dealt with enough. And I understand that, but I had tried my best to convince him to stick to the plan, and it was on March the 8th of 2009 that he sold, and I continued to track those assets. Of course, March 9th was the low, and those assets were back to original value by August of that year. And as such, I just think of the benefit of stick-to-itiveness that I regret that I was unable to convince this particular client.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for your insight and your time today.
Thank you, Mike. Great talking with you.
Jesse Hansford is a certified financial planner with Gateway Wealth Strategies, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.